by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 13th of April, 2007. It's the birthday of the third President of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, born on his father's plantation in Albemarle County, Virginia, 1743. He was just 33 years old when he was chosen to write the Declaration of Independence. It's the birthday of the poet Seamus Heaney, born in Mossbawn, Northern Ireland, 1939. The oldest of nine siblings, his father was a cattle dealer. Heaney grew up in a three-room thatched farmhouse with the sound of the horse in the stable just beyond one-bedroom wall. It's the birthday of the journalist Christopher Hitchens, born in Portsmouth, England, 1949, who started out as a leftist critic of conservative policies in England and this country, but since the terrorist attacks of 9/11 has become a supporter of the Bush administration's foreign policy and one of the most vocal supporters of the war in Iraq. After college, started out writing for the New Statesman leftist political magazine in London. Moved to the United States, wrote a column in The Nation magazine called The Minority Report. Became famous for his contrarian opinions. He was an atheist attacking religious figures, accused Henry Kissinger of war crimes. And after a bounty was placed on the head of his friend Salman Rushdie, Christopher Hitchens objected to what he called Islamic fascism. An extraordinarily prolific writer, author of essays, a book about George Orwell, a biography of Thomas Jefferson, and a book about the Iraq War called The Long Short War, came out in 2003. It's the birthday of Eudora Welty, born in Jackson, Mississippi, 1909. Started out working in advertising, but she said it was too much like sticking pins into people to make them buy things they didn't need or really want. So she became a writer. A writer of several novels, including The Optimist's Daughter, but mostly of short stories. A critic once asked Welty to explain the symbolism of a marble cake in one of her stories. She said, "It's a recipe that's been in my family for some time." It's the birthday of Samuel Beckett, born in a suburb of Dublin, Fox Rock, 1906, went to Paris, became one of James Joyce's assistants and disciples, tried to write like Joyce, couldn't, got involved in the French Resistance during World War II, and afterward decided to try playwriting. He was having a hard time writing one play, so he decided to try writing another one just as an exercise and to make it as simple as possible, a play about two men, Vladimir and Estragon, waiting for a man named Godot who never arrives. He finished it in just a few months. It was produced in 1952. Waiting for Godot became an international sensation. Samuel Beckett, who said, "All I know is what the words know, and dead things, and that makes a handsome little sum, with a beginning and a middle and an end, as in the well-built phrase and the long sonata of the dead." Here's a poem for today, a poem by Jane Kenyon, titled "Briefly It Enters and Briefly Speaks." I am the blossom pressed in a book, found again after 200 years. I am the maker, the lover, and the keeper. When the young girl who starves sits down to a table, she will sit beside me. I am food on the prisoner's plate. I am water rushing to the wellhead, filling the pitcher until it spills. I am the patient gardener of the dry and weedy garden. I am the stone step, the latch, and the working hinge. I am the heart contracted by joy, the longest hair white before the rest. I am there in the basket of fruit presented to the widow. I am the musk rose opening unattended, the fern on the boggy summit. I am the one whose love overcomes you, already with you when you think to call my name. Briefly It Enters and Briefly Speaks by Jane Kenyon from The Boat of Quiet Hours, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.